brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is engaging in a corporate takeover of the entire Western world. This is a strategic military attack on the middle class and on sovereign private wealth. Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi says political leaders discussing idea of closing world's financial markets while they rewrite the rules of international finance this weekend in Washington, D.C. in Camp David. And so the front men, the CEOs for the private Rothschild, Rockefeller, global crime cartel, if they close the markets next week, you will then see massive runs on banks that will destroy all confidence, which what they've been doing. Remember 2 weeks ago, depression. If you don't pass this bailout, there'll be a depression. And then they withheld the president's working group on markets, the plunge protection team, didn't prop it up. They are doing all of this. You've got to get that message out. We can't stop what they're going to do now, probably. But we can discredit it and say no and call for their arrest. And that's why they're on TV saying, we've got to come together and do what the government says. And Barack Obama's defending Bush and saying, do what he says, and to fool all his zombies. McCain's doing the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the stock market dropped close to 700 points this morning. This is Armageddon. And I just wanted to briefly bring Ted up, Ted Anderson, before Alan Watt joins us to go over this. And I also want people to go to Infowars.com in the financial news section. And you can read all, even the mainline analyst, going, yeah, gold's going to double in the short term. I don't know if that's the case. But when the public, the next step after they take over the financial system, which they're doing now, is hyperinflation. I mean, hyper, Weimar Republic level. And so it's going to be bloody. U.S. Mint halts American Eagle coin production. Gold Rush is bullion. Has a glitzy future, saying it'll double. It goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold sold out almost everywhere, and Ted has francs, sovereigns, and other coins at near bullion prices at the price from a few days ago below what it's selling now. You cannot beat this deal. And again, I love pitching this because it's such a great deal, and it lets people protect themselves somewhat as the paper is being destroyed. But I guess folks will probably wait till they're talking about just shutting down the markets next week, Ted.
Yeah, oh God, I tell you, Alex, I listened to the George Bush address this morning, and I just thought, man, this guy is going to arrest people for just talking against him. It really is crazy out there. And, of course, bringing the world together and have them collaborate, might as well have New World Order, because that's what that is. People need to get away from the Federal Reserve.
They've been calling it New World Order.
I know. They're not even pretending anymore. They're not even trying to hide it. They're right out there in your face saying, hey, we're bringing this together. Everybody's going to collaborate. We're going to make this happen all at once. You know, this G7 meeting got together. I mean, George Bush is using this language this morning in his address to the nation. And then he's also talking about arresting people for getting in there and manipulating the markets when they're the biggest manipulators of all. It's such a crazy mess, I tell you.
And I told you, they're going to burn some young punks who are not even part of this. I said that years ago. When they did this, they would string up a few nobodies, and oh, man.
And yesterday, Alex, I thought, oh, we're going to get a brief bit of relief here because gold is backing off a little bit and our business is going to slow down. We'll be able to catch up a little bit, and no way. The market just tumbled. Gold and silver went up, and the feeding frenzy continued. And that's what's going on in the gold and silver market right now. That's why you can't find physical supply. And today again, 700 points the market woke up, you know, this morning at. Now it's recovering a little bit, but that's just all plunge protection stuff. That's this 700 billion they put out there. Yeah, we have francs, we have sovereigns, we have the eagles, we have the silver halves. Man, I tell you, if you're not going to be getting into gold
and
silver,
this potentially could be one of the last times you're even able to get it. We're not saying that's going to happen. But it's in the cards. Stay there, Ted, for a couple more minutes. We're going to go right to Alan Watt with his expert breakdown of what he sees happening here. Stay with us.
Thank you. A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to be clear with all the listeners. Chad only has a $20 markup on these gold coins. $20 markup. $20. That is literally to have the electricity on, to have the brokers to take your order. He is doing this as a loss leader to introduce you to gold and silver. Almost all the brokers in the country, we just read headlines, are out of it. The mints in England, Canada, the United States are announcing they're out of gold indefinitely. That's been done by design. Now, you have the market with gold up, but it should really be at around $3,000. They're suppressing that. Imagine in a free market, you'd have gold at $3,000 if people can't physically get it. But instead, if they say in paper it's $900, then the mint say, okay, well, we can't pay more than $900 and nobody will sell it to us. And so we're just closing our doors. See, this shows the control, and it's admitted. The press is admitting it's staged. The gold is running out. Ted's almost out of silver, almost out of gold. He's fighting to get other sources. He has it in his vault in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Burnsville. So I'm going to go to Alan Watt here in a moment, but he'll do this a little bit in the next hour. Then Charlotte Iserby with some big breaking news on the brainwashing grid. Former head of policy, number two position, Department of Education, where they openly admitted in meetings it was about brainwashing and dumbing everybody down. Fits in perfectly with all the information Alan Watt has. Ted, tell him about the coins and how long you can offer this, how long until you run out. Because you've got gold from a couple of days ago in price. It's already gone up. You are passing that savings on. Let's explain. When gold goes up, if Ted's already got it in the vault and bought it cheaper, he doesn't raise it up to you. You understand, Ted?
Yeah, I just, that's exactly what, you know, when I take a position, I don't need to raise it until I have to take a new position. I can tell you right now, I can hold my prices clean through Monday, clean through Sunday. Monday, I don't know where the market's going to be. The plunge protection team came in on the stock market this morning, and they also massaged the prices of gold a little bit lower today so I can hold them. But I can tell you right now, that whole manipulation process right there smells of falling currencies and inflation and rising gold prices. All that, every time they go in and they try to massage and manipulate, they create the problem. It gets bigger and bigger. Our problem right now is that we have a fiat currency, and that's a fiat currency that's backed by nothing. They create it from nothing. Right now, the
and
money
that's the power of the New World Order, not just their mind control, but that other illusion. They're able to buy up whatever they want until the Ponzi scheme implodes. They're now leaving us holding the bag.
It is the money-making mechanism which gives them the power. You take that mechanism away, they no longer have the power. They will lose. That's the one thing that needs to happen. We need to end the Federal Reserve System, and we need to end any idea of an Amero currency that's fiat. We need to get right back to the constitutional money that our forefathers gave their lives for so we could have here in this country. And that's so sad that people have to do it on an individual basis right now and not have the United States government go back to constitutionalism.
And Ted, again, when I woke up to all this 12, 13 years ago and read the Club of Rome documents that were public, the UN plans, when I read the Trilateral Commission documents and they said they were going to engineer all this, I told people, and Ron Paul said it as well, the key is when the enemy moves, when they emerge, when they surface, when they show themselves, they're now doing that. We can now expose that, A, we were right about all this, and B, that they're behind it all, and use their criminal action and their attempt at takeover to expose them and cause a mass awakening while this change in the matrix is being made. People are seeing the break in the matrix. Now is the time for everybody to get the word out. People are ready to hear. We have to call for indictments, arrest of Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, Bernanke, the former Fed Chairman Greenspan, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago here. We have to let everybody know they are involved in crime. They engineered this. Instead, they're calling for a world government banking system where you buy carbon credits from them. It's in the New York Times today where your children spy on you. I mean, it's all, folks, you cannot make it up.
Well, like 1913, you could not have the Federal Reserve System without a national tax as well. And now they're calling for a carbon tax, and that's a world tax, so you can have a world
that was
bank.
In the banking bill. Ted, tell them the coins, tell them the number.
Okay, again, we have the franc coin. It's at 194. The British sovereign gold coin right now is at 239. We also have the Eagles right now. They're at 1,033, and we have the Franklin has at 870. And for God's sakes, get yourself into gold and silver and out of this ridiculous fiat currency. They're printing, and they're printing, and they're dumping it by the bucket loads. Right now, they're giving it to Wall Street. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to start raining it on Main Street. The value of the currency is going to lose. There's no way that it can hold.
And this is all done by design. This will only make the crisis worse, which will consolidate their power. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Those are unbelievably good deals on gold and silver. 800-686-2237. And the brokers, all 19 of them, are exhausted. You know, they're there until midnight every night. They'll be there this weekend. You can call anytime you hear this rebroadcast, 800-686-2237. The deal is over Sunday night, and they're talking about closing global markets right now on Monday. That's the headline on Drudge, and setting up, quote, a new world order banking system where you pay taxes directly into the banks. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex, again.
You bet. For the rest of this hour and 15 into the next, and we have Charlotte Iserby, is Alan Watt. Alan, I really appreciate you coming on with us today. Let's break down, you've been predicting this as well, the enemy's been quite public. People can't believe that they would cause this type of economic hardship. This is military attack, is it not?
It is. It's part of the whole 100 years war into this great utopia they're talking about bringing in at the end of it, once they've reduced the population. But in the meantime, you're going through the complete socialization of the world, where government will have a finger in everything that you do. Literally, you will be serving government. Serve the world state. That's the whole agenda behind this. And they'll be tracking everything that you purchase. And there'll be so much legalities and so many rules to follow in your everyday life that you'll be like a fly in a spider's web.
It's meant to trip you up and get you into the system. That's the object of tyranny, is to make everyone a criminal. I'm sure you've seen the New York Times today that mirrors England, but it's already started here, where the children are trained to spy and tattle and tell their parents they're eating too much meat,
yep,
having too much food, that they shouldn't be driving a car, period, reporting on them. And the New York Times says this is good. It says the mothers and fathers are proud that their children are reporting them, and now they want to have carbon checkpoints. It's already started in England and Canada, now coming to the United States. You will have weekly visits to your home by bureaucrats. This will be a reign of hell.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. This is the whole push for a whole new ordered society. And big companies in Britain, like I think it was NPower, spent millions of pounds on ads on television and in newspapers, asking children to join this organization where they get their own little ID card.
Climate cops.
Climate cops.
And it's a red and black uniform with armbands, and it says, fill out dossiers on your parents, give them to police.
Yeah, and all your neighbors, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, you cannot, and we found out about this because Steve Watson opened the newspaper up in London, and there were full-page color advertisements. They're all over TV. They're denouncing everyone. Alan, they're really going for it.
Well, they meant it on 9/11, and we were told that nothing would ever be the same again. And these guys really mean it, what they're doing. I was listening to one of Bush's old speeches, and he talks about hitting the enemy. You've got to understand who the enemy is. It's the population of the planet, including Americans. And he said, well, he's all weaponry at our command, including economic. And this is part of warfare, is economic strategy. We all live on this odd thing called money, and now it's time for the government to control everyone's lives through money.
And Alan, I mean, look, I know your credibility is shooting up right now, already at all-time highs, mine, everybody else, because we were just reading their blueprint. We told everybody the bailout was a takeover, things would get worse afterwards. We told them that they would call for a new world order banking system. They've now done that. Tell folks what's coming next.
Well, I've said for years that the Bretton Woods Agreement was only one part of a 50-year strategy. The next part was to come in, and the World Trade Organization and the World Bank is to be given teeth. That's why they set them up. We already have that set up through the GATT Treaty for the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs. It's a star chamber that decides who will trade with whom and who will not. And there's no appeal court there. Once they make a decision, that's final. So
and they will decide who can take their money offshore. They will decide who can have children. Every facet of life micromanaged.
That's right, because in economics, we don't think about it. You see, economics also includes the family unit. That's primarily what it's about. Every individual, it lives in an economic system. And this odd thing that flows, whether you call it money, credits, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. In fact, Bertrand Russell said back in the 50s, the system they would bring in would be a system where government then controls all finances and every individual through those finances. And the government eventually will issue you so many credits at the beginning of every week, and you cannot save them up. It starts at the same sum every week. And that's
they call it carbon rationing.
Yeah.
And again, they had to implode the economy to get control. They can't have people being self-sufficient.
Oh, absolutely not. They must have total control over the life of every individual on the planet. That's the whole plan here, yeah.
Oh, man, and they're hiring felons for the military and police now, Alan.
I know. They've been doing it across Europe for quite a few years now. But the tragedy is that the general public don't even understand what really is going on. This farce called money and the stock market has been rigged since it was begun. We know that. For years and years, the U.S. had a department which chipped in cash whenever the stock market was falling. No one panicked then. The media didn't tell us to panic then. The media, which is an arm of this ruling elite, are now telling everyone to panic, so
key,
they help bring it on.
Yeah. Key. When we come back, I want to talk more about that. They announced starting 2.5 weeks ago, depression, the president, all the leaders saying it, guaranteeing it. They knew exactly what they were doing.
There's no doubt. You cannot have this happening. Things don't happen on such a scale out of the blue. It takes a lot of coordination, and they all come out at the same time. Again, you see this united front approach. They all come out with the same thing, with the same slogan, same terms, same projections. It's organized, and that's your key. It's organized.
With precision.
Yeah.
Total precision, military economic attack. You are being carpet bombed right now by the New World Order. Devastating families. Devastating your future. They stole all the money out of the Pentagon trust funds. They're stealing all the police trust funds. Everything. We'll be right back with Alan Watt.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Alan Watt joined us in the last segment. We just went ahead and went live on PrisonPlanet.tv for the PrisonPlanet.tv members and folks listening on the Infowars.com streams. Those exclusive streams. We'll be skipping some of the breaks for behind-the-scenes discussion with Alan Watt. Alan, because we just went live on TV, recap what's happening with the controlled economic implosion. The key fact you raised that they announced the market was going to die 2 weeks ago. We didn't give them dictatorial powers. Martial law was threatened against congressmen. We had them on, and it was on C-SPAN. We're seeing unprecedented unprecedented things happen. Because the New World Order, as you know, the listeners may not, works in phases. And then they have these jump phases. They build slowly, then they jump. We are entering a jump phase, are we not?
We are. It's long-term plans, very long, in fact, intergenerational. And that's the key to the success of it. It's so slow, and then they hit you, and then slow again for a while to readapt to the new system, and they hit you again. But it's all designed to bring us into a global society, this new world order that Bush Sr. talked about. It's also a brave new world type of system, but first we must go through the Orwellian phase of it with the big boot stamping on the face forever. That's what we're going through now with the children ratting on parents, with a government in control of everything that you do economically. There'll be so many regulations now according to what you can buy, according to your status, your actual status to the system, because in the system, eventually there'll be no private property. That's stated already. That's one of their mandates. So they're going to eventually have a government coming into private property, gradually taking it all over, and then you're dependent on government for your very survival and for your work and all the rest of it. This is the brave new world they're heading towards. But first, they must train us all into it. And it's a training exercise as much as anything else to get the public of the world terrified so that we will accept all of the incredible rules and regulations that are coming down the pike. We will come out of this, as I say, much more with a reduced population, with an economic system that will never, ever be the same again. And we're all supposed to serve what they call the world state. That will be our only duty.
And the key to taking over private property is the carbon tax and the new environmental overlays, which they're now announcing to the public, from the Club of Rome documents when people laughed at us to now implementation.
That's right. The Club of Rome was a main think tank. Now, all these think tanks are connected at the top. There's the pyramid structure, the 1,000 points of light, with the NGOs working for them to bring in social policy. And the Club of Rome stated in their own book towards the first global revolution, the two founders who wrote the book stated that they came up with the idea of blaming the public for something to do with the weather, possibly global warming, that would fit the bill. And we'd all have to adapt and change our lives accordingly to the rules and regulations they would set out supposedly to save the
planet. And, of course, the current head of the CFR wrote that in 1992 as the adopted policy. He said a pincer attack of fake terror to set up the boot, you know, the hot police state, and then the socialist velvet glove micromanagement of the family, controlling of the business, the watchers in your life through the threat of global climate change. And he said we can claim ice age when it's cold, and then we can inadvertently claim global warming when it's hot.
Yes, that's a fact. And not only that, you see, what we're getting from the media is what we're supposed to be told, the panic and the hype and all the information about the war and so on. But what they don't tell you are the other things that are happening. See, total war has been carried out on the population of the world for years now with inoculations. That was all part of it, too. That helps dumb us down, makes us sick, to reduce the population. It destroys the immune system. And for 10 years solid now, they've been spraying the planet with aerial spraying almost every morning, altering the weather. So they're using a lot of hidden weaponry. That came out from the silent weapons agenda. So,
and just recently, Alan, it's now the government's admitted they're altering the atmosphere. They're doing other tests. Hundreds of universities and agencies are involved. So they've come out in mainstream papers the last few months and just calmly announced it.
Yes, after the fact, they've been doing it for years. So we're being attacked. The world is being attacked through our food supply. It's all been altered as well. And you don't get big secret organizations coming together from biowarfare industries to make better carrots or potatoes. That there's something else going on here. And we know for a fact that cancers, for instance, of the stomach is skyrocketing. And that's what they showed when even rats and mice were tested with the GMO vegetables and so on.
I want to tell the police and military, all of you that serve the system, FBI agents, laugh all you want. When you're putting your kid in a coffin, it's not a joke. They are killing us. One in 33 with cancer to one in two males and one in three females. I'm going to skip this just for the internet audience, prisonplanet.tv. You can watch if you're a member there or free on the internet at the InfoWars streams. It's too important. We got Alan on late, so we're going to skip this break and the next with my guest. We'll be back for everybody else in just 3 minutes. Please stay with us. We'll continue to watch the global stock market meltdown by design as they call for a new world order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Alan Watt, talk show host, documentary maker, author. We're going to give you his website in just a moment. I'm Alex Jones. We are watching the controlled economic collapse. I forgot to ask John during the break. John, how far away are you from having those audio clips I wanted? It's done. I do not attack Zeitgeist Addendum out of any malice or anger towards the individual that made it. I don't know their New World Order. I don't know if they're trying to co-opt the Liberty or Awakening movement. I agree with a lot of what is in the first Zeitgeist, disagree with some of it. Anything that gets you to think outside the box, I think, is overall healthy. But the new one follows exactly what H.G. Wells wrote in The Open Conspiracy, what H.G. Wells wrote in The New World Order, his nonfiction books. It was made into the film Things to Come. The communists, the socialists, funded by the bankers to consolidate the mass into this communal system that the technocrats controlled, they always frame it all in technology and high tech and not having to work and a utopia. And what you see in the film Things to Come, made out of adapted from one of Wells' books, is a call for a world dictatorship of these benevolent secret society, quote, Masons. And they will come in and bomb and kill. They will come in and spray knockout gas on your cities. That's in the book. That's in the film. I meant to put a lot of this in Endgame, but just didn't have time. And then I saw the Corbett Report. We put a link up on Infowars.com to an analysis of things to come in Blade Runner. And I saw it this morning, and it reminded me of earlier this week when I did a critique of Zeitgeist Addendum, where they have the well-meaning, you know, socialist on there talking about none of us will have to work. There'll be no more classes. It will be eradicated. But that is a class. That is the state eradicating with strict rules, control. You can't look good. You can't say what looks good because that makes a class. You can't be better at something. And again, you have this overarching technocrat elite like in THX1138, which again is from Huxley's work, which he admits when, before he died in a Berkeley speech was actually what the government of England was planning, his brother running the UN at UNESCO. So I wanted to first play for Alan Watt a clip from Zeitgeist Addendum, Part 10, that we played a few days ago, where this well-meaning individual, and I have no doubt the vitriol he's got, you know, they believe in it, you know, this utopia from the machines. But see, the prime directive of the machines is to control, dominate, and displace humans so we're not needed, so we can then be cold, as Bill Joy warned the public in his April 2000 article in Wired Magazine when he went to a globalist conference, and they were talking about how to exterminate the majority of us. I mean, this is really going on. So here's the clip from Zeitgeist.
We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history of it. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth. The state does nothing because there is no state.
Oh, yeah, the state. I mean, that is so childlike, but so simple for the dumbed-down mass to buy into. This is exactly what the technocrats 150 years ago in England thought up. And so I want you to comment on that, Alan. Then I'm going to play From Things to Come, H.G. Wells, you know, big blockbuster movie from the 30s.
What's interesting about it is it doesn't say in the movie how they'll get to that stage. And they keep mentioning to sustainability. That means reduction of population. It means, obviously, that again, there's going to be a eugenics program in place. We have to go back, as you say, into time. And we see this emerging with Theosophy in Britain, when Madame Blavatsky was put out there to the public to start off a branch, mainly to get a lot of women into this movement, but also men as well. And we know that the High Masons ran this organization. In fact, Besant, who took over from Blavatsky, was a daughter of Lord Besant. Now, Besant itself is the name of the standard of the Knights Templars. That was the name of it, Besant. So even their names were phony, but they used them in real life. So they came up with Krishnamurti, who was to be a savior of the world, a new messiah. And he was trained by these lords, these High Masons, to do what he did. And this movie, I noticed, started off with Krishnamurti talking. So here is a theosophist bringing in the theosophical worldview. Now, let's not forget, we jump forward, Adolf Hitler and all the boys around him based the Nazi ideology on theosophy. They were theosophists. They did believe in eugenics. That was a prime tenet of theosophy. Special breeding, selective breeding. We know this was happening already in the 1800s. We see with Charles Darwin's family. They kept interbreeding with
them. Well, we see them talking about total, absolute tyranny, where you're not allowed to be a better painter. You're not allowed to know more about math. That's why they say they're going to drug and engineer everyone to be the suboid class. This is the ultimate darkness, and they mix it in with 9/11 truth. They mix it in with anti-New World Order, when the New World Order is the author of this. Let me play the next clip. This is from Things to Come. And in the film, they're flying around with perfect B-2 bombers, nerve-gassing the people, the barbarous that won't submit. They're in black uniforms around council tables, setting up their new world order. This is it. Here it is.
who are all that are left of the old engineers and mechanics, have pledged ourselves to salvage the world. We have the airways, all that's left of them. We have the seas. And we have ideas in common. The brotherhood of efficiency. The Freemasonry of science. This is how I conceive our plan of operations. First, the roundup of Britain. That last dismal vestige of ancient predatory soldiery. The last would-be conquerors. Then settle. Organize. Advance. This zone, then that. And at last, wings over the world. And the new world begins.
By the way, there's a part in the movie where he lands at the airbase and they're taking over with a dictatorship. And the guy says, I'm not going to turn over my guns to you. And he says, look, this is a new world order. And then they nerve gas him. And then that's peaceful, though. Well, because we're for the good. We're allowed to disarm you. Uh-huh. And again, that's the exact stuff we're hearing out of the zeitgeist. And they first did a 9/11 film to get everybody on board, saying, oh, this is good. And now we see this. Alan Watt.
Yeah, this, as I say, it's an old agenda. They've never changed. Now, it was tied in with the Nazi movement, and it was also tied in with the communist movement, because Lenin also said that eventually, towards the end of the millennium, the year 2000, he said, the state will gradually wither away. And sure enough, we'd already had statements before the year 2000 by Bush Sr. talking about the New World Order coming into view.
But all that is the old state and the family being absorbed into the technocrat global corporate system.
Absolutely. A world system where the United Nations was to be given the teeth that it was set up to have. And this is the key to it. All the cries now are going towards we need a world system, a world government, and a world economic bank to run the whole planet. And that will
which is in things to come. There's an economic crash in wars, which they engineer, and then they pick up the pieces. Same system.
Mm-hmm. Same system. And a world without poverty can only happen when you eradicate the poor. That's part of it. See, into a technological system, you don't need such a large population. In fact, it's based on having a very small population being served by technology. This is the agenda. I don't know if you noticed in the architectural magazines that they're setting up a pyramid, they've drafted up a pyramid town
everywhere.
Or city for Dubai, where it literally is a machine. You live inside a machine. Now, not everyone can get in, obviously, to this machine. It's going to be selective people only. They're already setting up the future right now as we live, and we are probably the last of our kind if this succeeds. As they gradually reduce us with sicknesses and diseases and so on.
That's right. Dubai and Switzerland appear to be, and also the Cook Islands and a few other places, the redoubts, the keeps, the strongholds, and I've had elitists tell me this, so that when they set up the police state in the next decade or so, then they can have the controlled bioweapons releases that will kill the majority of us. And folks, we've been right about everything else. Mm-hmm. If the elite continue with the plan, most of us listening now will be killed by neutron releases, as the British Ministry report says, and controlled bioweapons releases. So all of you serving the system laughing, you're going to be dead. Alan, how long until they start the mass extermination? I know they've got to get the grid in place first so we can't struggle out of it. How long until the mass extermination begins?
I don't think it'll be much more than a couple of years. Once 2010 is a big time, that's when the last signature for the total integration of the Americas takes place is 2010. By 2012, they want the United Nations to be raised up to its status as world government in charge of the three blocks, trading blocks of the world, which will then become almost like colonies. That's what they'll be under the United Nations. So they must start taking down the population through disease, war, and every other means possible. This is what they call the 100 years of chaos that they've talked about for centuries and centuries. It would take 100 years to take down a civilization, to reduce it, to train the young to come up into the new system as obedient servants who truly believe in it. And then at the end, they hope to have their technological utopia. They always talk about utopia. Yeah.
Continue, Alan.
As I say, you have to go back into the history. Now, the Fabian Society was a branch of this amalgamation of organizations that were all set up with specialized areas to be active in. And the Fabian Society, if you read H.G. Wells, he was also a founder member of the Fabian Society. He was also a member of the the public relations, a PR man for the British intelligence organizations that were under royalty. And the Fabian Society were really deeply into eugenics. If you read through their writings, they're widely available. And they're one of the main instruments behind this. Their job was to get the average person, ordinary people, to truly believe in this change and work towards it. It was almost communistic in its ideology for the workers to believe, but at the top, they knew they needed the many people from within society, ordinary people, to true believers, in other words, to fall for the big lie of utopia and work willingly towards it. So they use everyone in turn. It's the same as a communist system. They had one set of propaganda for the mass man, one for the bureaucracy, and one for the Politburo, different agendas. This is the same kind of thing that goes on here. So all those who fall for, we're going to walk into a brave new utopia, all of us together, and I deserve to be there because I'm special and I've been very good, that's the big lie. You will be eradicated once you're
over. That's right. Most of the minions of this, they're like, it's going to be a beautiful utopia, no more work and love, but there'll have to be a lot of, you know, crushing people to get that utopia and then no more wars. The globalists admit they engineered World War I, World War II to get their League of Nations. They are the authors of the calamities that they brag about. They put Mao in, that's now public, killed 60-plus million, and that was all dress rehearsal for this. Alan Watt, how do we turn this around? I mean, I do see people waking up, but the sheer horror of it, they're only waking up to the state is bad, the government's bad, the elites are bad, you know, that there's corruption. I don't think, I mean, a lot of people just can't deal with the fact that race-specific bioweapons are ready, that the eugenicists run everything, and that they, well, all these top professors give speeches about killing everybody, and they get standing ovations like Pianca at the Texas Academy of Sciences and on the news. They're crying, kill everyone, yes, oh, God, it's so beautiful. And then you go to Pianca's website, and he's in there saying, I love Lucifer, on the official UT website in white robes, as a druid priest. I mean, it is of Lucifer, and it's out in the open, and they're crying and worshiping. But I mean, you're saying a lot of them don't know that they're not going forward. A lot of these professors, Pianca says, I know me and my family will soon be dead. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing, and I want to go first. I mean, actually, a lot of them are like, yes, I love it. I want to die.
Yeah. Well, this is say, I think it was Eliot said that Lucifer could appear only when you have an atheistic society, and to an extent it's true. These guys can come out and tell you the stuff, and it goes over the heads of people because they don't believe in it themselves. They think what a quaint hobby to have. So, but these guys are dead serious. Albert Pike talked about it too. Now, Albert Pike talked about his branch of the society, which is called the Rite of Perfection. He said that we shall take over the banking industry, basically, through the stock markets and so on. We shall get to the top by any and every means possible. And we must remember, around the same era, you had one other branch that took the heat for all the rest of them, and that was Weishaupt's branch, the Bienen Order, the Order of the Beehive, who said that we shall use everyone. We entice people into work for us through great mysteries. It's always through a mystery that they attract all the New Ager types in. Then they use them to work towards an agenda which they do not understand. But Weishaupt also said that through the creation of big foundations, these big ones that run the NGOs and finance them, we shall direct the course of the world. That's the same thing that Albert Pike said. That's the same thing as you find the Fabian Society said. The big foundations are a parallel government intertwined with the Royal Institute of International Affairs that was set up to bring in world government using the British Empire as a base and America to take over the running of the empire. That was done in the time of Kipling. He wrote about it quite openly. And so we're simply living a long-term plan. And this 100 years we're in now is the final phase, they hope. Now, we have been under attack, as I say, since the 1950s. The sterility rate has plummeted. And most men in the Western world are 75% sterile. And I've looked at all the documentation on the drugs. You know, almost all the drugs that are commonly given out for different things today to men cause sterility. We know that the plastic in the bottles causes sterility, mainly again in men. This is an intentional thing. They knew this back in the 1930s when they were testing plastic out with animals and humans. and they're still doing it today. We're seeing that the size of the penis has actually got smaller. I've got reports on that from top science investigators and institutions. And so we're seeing biological differences. We're being bioengineered to be useless, useless in a time when men generally stand up together for the common good. This is intentional. So this war has been going on for a long time, very covertly, but very deliberate. And there are no accidents when it comes to these kind of...
And we go back to Cecil Rhodes. It's all stated. He's given Rhodesia. He's worth billions of dollars in money then. He sets up a system to set up covert British Empire operations. It's all in the history books, but the public says it doesn't exist, while world leaders are all over TV calling for a world government and global governance, and Zeitgeist comes out and calls for global government. But then if I say I don't want it, now I'm the tyrant.
Yes, and if you go to Huxley's writings, and Huxley said that too at Berkeley, he said there has always been a dominant minority in every era. And he says, I don't see the reason why there shall not be in the future. Now, these utopias, I think Orwell explained it best. He said some are more equal than others in such utopias.
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to talk behind scenes and come back for everybody else. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
do
we
stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
Okay, I took RTF for a few years here in Austin, and just in the mainline textbooks, and just the basic RTF, it taught, and they taught and showed us films about in the 40s and 50s, the subliminals in movies. And that's, you know, putting a millisecond, you know, a few frames in there of a desert and then showing an ice-cold Coke, and it doubled sales. And then there's semantical manipulation, where they change the meaning of words and manipulate the way they say things, the way they twist things. There's that Orwellian, brute type. Then you have the basic 5-6 video screens behind the news presenter with a buffalo running over somebody or a car wreck or a balloon on fire or a politician speaking or the running of the bulls in Madrid. And so your brain can't watch it all consciously, so it switches off into subconscious, and that's admitted. So we have all the admitted ways they're doing it. They also have the scroll on the bottom, so that makes you shift into subconscious mode so your brain can pick all that up. The brain waves lower. Then you have the flicker rate. And, again, this is mainline science. They tune the flicker rate to the exact rate of the brain for hypnotism. It's like the flashing or strobing light or the watch my watch. You know, it's more sophisticated than that. And now, and it's always been happening, but before it was the authoritative male on the news, now it's infobabes smacking their lips. They'll be talking about the most horrible thing, but they're so sincere, and they're looking at you with sexual desire, and you'll be watching with all these layers, and you can't help but start smiling and start liking it. Even myself, when I'm consciously aware of it, especially since the high-def TV came out, especially since I got one, and watch it occasionally when I'm on the treadmill or when I'm at the restaurant, you know, picking up some food. I'm watching people mesmerized watching it. They are under mind control, and they're putting subliminal letters in there. I mean, they're doing more than seven things, but the public, I don't think, has any idea. We're not kidding. That is a mind control weapon. Alan?
Yes. Well, you'll find that techniques have always been used on the public for mind control. Always, the religions and so on were used in centuries gone by, always in collusion with the dominant minority of the country to keep them in place. So when radio came out, Britain, the BBC sprung up very quickly as a propaganda tool for the British government. Even today, it's still run and owned by the British government. Every employee in the past had to come from Eton to make sure it was the right class who ran the whole organization. And it's never changed. And they found out in World War I that they could put out dramas, daily dramas, on to the public and leave you with a cliffhanger with the hero hanging at the end of it. What's going to happen? Tune in tomorrow. And people would change their behavior and be there tomorrow at that time. So it's a technique to alter your behavior. This was also confirmed by Skinner, who talked about technology and so on. And he said that technology is real. Influence is to alter the reality of the people into which it's introduced. That's what happens. Look at the people now with their cell phones and iPods and all the rest of it. Their behavior has been altered by technology itself. With the high-definition television, it certainly must be more effective than the last type. The reason you have writing at the bottom of newscasts is it forms a type of cognitive dissonance. It's no different than when you're watching something happening, a car smash in real life, and someone starts to talk in your ear about some other topic. You say, shh, shh, because you're now getting auditory responses and visual when the two clash together.
It's just like when you try to watch a movie with subtitles, you're distracted away and now subconsciously are absorbing the entire system. And again, stay there. Back in 1 minute, Alan, I want you to walk through these. But then they have integrated all these together while the message itself is verbally a twisting, a semantical deception and lie. But you can't even pay attention to what they're really saying because you're watching a million different pinwheels and subliminal messages and flashes and scrolls and everything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.